Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memos. On this episode, we continue the discussion about the rollout of the new Naira notes by the CBN, Central Bank of Nigeria. The fantastic news came in today that there is now an extension, and I am personally happy. But this reprieve to me is still just, you know, is still small compared to the amount of work to be done. But it's a very fantastic report because the CBN governor was like 75% of the notes outside the banking sector, 75% is back with the banks. Now, they have, you know, better control over the monetary policy by this, because they can now monitor the release. But I trust Nigerians. Hoarding is a constant. Now that the scarcity of the Naira itself, of the new Naira, it's a problem. So knowing Nigerians for who they are, whatever new Naira notes you still roll out, they will still be hoarding it. This is evidenced in the fact that the POS operators are already charging. And I said it in my last episode. You see, once it does not work on the street, you are only creating another kind of problem. Now, most of social media had pictures of people waiting outside outside banks. And this is the reality. Now, there's a reprieve. I agree with the extension. But the CBN in that report still went on about the collection of the old notes and the extension of them, which is rightfully what it should be. But they keep mum always on the reality on ground for Nigerians. There's a reality. It's not a concept. It is not based on what the CBN wants. It is based on our livelihood. You see, cash is intrinsic to our existence, the way we do business. And all the discussions on the street and even on social media platforms is, how do you know the informal sector, you understand, plug in, especially with all the problems with e-channels? Now, I do not know about the e-Naira, you know, performance, apart from, you know, the problems people are going through, security measures, confirmations. The CBN has done nothing to build trust for e-Naira. They have done absolutely, not that I know. Because we must trust it to use it. And don't go into digital channels. Because when it comes to digital channels in Nigeria, the world knows that Nigerians are fraudsters now. There's fake alerts. Because I was discussing yesterday, and I was like, why don't you guys use transfer? Everybody looked at me. Ah, fake alerts. They have been on the receiving end of these stuffs, and some of them have doled it out. So there's no trust, despite people still using it. But you see, all of us that are ready to speak English will always try and find one thing or the other. But all those market women, they are bookie, all these nitty-gritty people that service the economy, because they are the real people servicing the economy. All these banks are just managing our money and collecting on top of it. But all these shoemakers, tomato sellers, transporters, they are the, you know, the real deal, the backbone of the economy, farmers and all of them. But if you are even doing business in a certain, you know, of a certain scale, you can even still go digital channels. But apart from fake alert, the problem, because like my mom's this afternoon, yesterday, she wanted to collect 5,000. She has sent 10,000. They have debited her. And the POS person is saying, she hasn't sent the money. Now, the frustrating part of all this is, whenever these e-channels mess up, the banks now start to, you know, put you in contact with bots. They will just start to categorize you, be giving you a... What now happens to your livelihood? Because if you had your cash in your pocket, you will not be having that. It is a serious matter. The CBN and the banking and the banks have to create this trust. They must explain to us, because they are just reading the metrics and taking decisions, forgetting the reality. We are not computers. We are dynamic in thought. People can get annoyed. Their annoyance can blow a whole place. So you don't just leave it to thought by your own assessment. The problems are real. Because all these fake alerts, omo, street nine be the real Yahoo. The boys, Nigerians are the ones running it. I always tell people, Nigerians are the problem of Nigerians. Everybody knows. Because yesterday when we sat down, me and my guys for Hood, we started talking about fuel. Now, fuel scarcity, what's causing it? Someone was telling me that if you go to the mainland, you see fuel. But if you come to Ajah Axis, you won't see fuel. And I'm like, why is it? They are hoarding it. The way we hoard Naira, we will hoard fuel. And you see, Omotola Jalade Ekehinde was saying that why are things difficult in Nigeria? And whenever we hear that, the first thing is government is useless. And I always laugh, how? In Nigeria, government is always chasing us to do right. Government said they should sell fuel at 185. Everybody knows. They will sell it in the middle of the night at 250. Everything, we are the ones creating artificial everything. Government will release currency, Nigerians will keep it. This new currency now, people are already doing brisk business on top of the matter. Now, what's making me laugh is, people really think it's a very simple thing, but it's not. A lot of money is being made by some people, and they are Nigerians equally, and they join the complaints. Because when we were seated yesterday, one guy was making me realize that, say, he knows someone, say, he knows person. Say, during first scarcity, they say they carry 120, over 100,000 naira home per day. I'm not like, you see, that's 1 million in 10 days. On top of other people's space, that's, look, we are the animals, we are the ones, we are the Yahoo. But the work of the CBN right now is more than all this. I keep saying it. It's more than the CBN sitting in their office in Abuja and making pronouncements. There's a lot of legwork involved. You must convince Nigerians. If not that, you are only going to make things more difficult. Now, this extension is at the advent of people suffering. Now, if by the time this 10th or 17th of February comes, what happens thereafter? If the CBN does not, you know, go out of its way and be innovative and, you know, work together with all the structures available, you understand? Educating, highlighting, you know, stakeholders now. We are the stakeholders in this. It's not a meeting of, you know, top executives. We are the direct stakeholders of this cash policy. Everybody is saying it. How are they going to do it? You are not offering any solution. You are not doing anything. But you keep on saying that you are giving us dates. And from what I see, everybody just waiting. If it doesn't work, it will be problematic. But I know it can work with hard work. I'm not saying they are lazy. But the awareness bit must be taken seriously. You must judge all with Nigerians. Sit down with these market women. Because, you see, once all these people are ready to accept, particularly the E-Naira, because the other channels are not, they are not stable. All the other channels, all those banking channels, as I'm talking to you, I have a problem with Guarantee Trust Bank. That is actually an episode of my memos. They said I don't have $1 for myself, yet they took $10 for themselves inside my own money. We have problems with the digital channels that the CBN cannot just swat it aside. All these monies are our money now, our own hustle. The management of it is what is theirs. So please, the instructions personally I have no problem with, but the grace period that we have been given by the president, according to the CBN president, governor, sorry, should be used to create a lot of awareness in ingenious ways. Like I said on the last episode, now, the political structures are there. You don't want that. You can use the influencers. You can actually, you know, outsource it. You find a way because the time is short. 17th is how many days? Because it is not about full implementation of cashless policy after. But believe you me, the reality on ground, based on these instructions, is if they like, they should bring only 1 trillion naira out of the new cash. They will still hoard it. They will still, na Niger now, they will still hoard it. So, like I said in my last episode, the CBN must show enough understanding of who we are, for starters. Yes, we dey like force. I know they dispute. Everything is always like by force in Nigeria. But we are already who we are. So, now still the wisdom of who we are that we used to still get to where we are going. I'm always saluting President Buhari because I won't even want the job. It's a difficult task. The CBN governor is not doing badly. But I'm not saying what I'm saying is right, in fact. But I'm just reasoning. And I want people to reason with me. Because at the end of the day, if we keep reasoning together, we will definitely find a solution that is suitable for all. You understand? That's the only best way. But the CBN right now, they are not facing customers. That's one of the things I have, issues I have. They are not facing customers. So it's easy for you to talk. But the banks are facing these customers. One person says one thing wrong. I mean, it's a crowd. So please, they have to really, interact with the stakeholders and try and calm everywhere down. And let's start discussing socially. I mean, there are lots of things they can do. Like I said, they must vote money to it. And if you have already gotten 75% of what you were looking for, at least try and swap the energy, 75% to awareness, while 25% is to getting the rest. Because it's not easy for people. People are complaining. I mean, these e-channels are not really as dynamic as you say. Once you have a problem, the problem I have with GT now is bots that they are sending to me now, and they've collected my money. How does my livelihood continue? Someone loses 10,000 naira to each channel in the morning going to work. Where is the person now going to get another money to actually undertake that journey? So you can just not say because it makes sense. The reality must actually be imputed into it. These e-channels are not as good as people think. Because, look, they will just tell you something has happened. In a full cashless economy, homo, that's a standstill that you are calling now. You can't enter motor, you can't do anything. If it's a cashless policy. But I'm not blaming it because those ones we know, bank servers. But this e-Naira, I would have thought there would have been a pilot of, the cashlessness using the e-Naira in a small area. You understand? To use to expand. Because I don't even know. Maybe they are even doing it. I don't even know. But this policy change must be based on real metrics. Real metrics. They must be based on real metrics, based on what you know will work. You must not be, you cannot roll it out and expect that any problem they have. Because this is daily living that you want to affect. Once there's a problem, that person is messed up. That person's reality is messed up. Please, the CBN should do more about this awareness issue. Let's tackle this problem before we finally reach these dates. Thank you.